Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, best lifers. Good morning, Tim Palma. I'm always so happy to see your face in the morning because it's like I'm coming home. Like I would talk to you, in a week or so, and then I'm like, oh, I get to see Tim today. And even though we only see each other digitally, it's still seeing my friend that I feel comfortable with, you know? And it's like, I think how important it is to have people in your life that you just feel like you can be yourself. There's a comfort feeling there. And so that's how I felt this morning when I was looking forward to seeing you. I was like, oh, I can't wait to see Jim. Because you bring
well,
comfort.
Here I am.
We get deep, you know, together. And I love that.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Well,
so
welcome, Kathy. I'm doing really good. I'm a little sleepy this morning. I've been on a house painting project for the last 5 days and putting in some very long hours so I can get this done before the owners get home. I'm almost there. I think today's the day. And I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, completions are very important, especially on projects, you know, like that.
Yeah.
That always
and,
that
you know,
feeling,
I really
that
would
sense of
rather be in the art studio, of course. But when the art studio is not paying for itself, I have to find other means to pay for it. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a whole ball of wax right there, because we all know that, you know, you have to have that side hustle going to live out your passions and your dreams. And I'm in the same boat
totally.
As that. I have to come back. You know, I've been on a, you know, permanent vacation for a while, like the last 3 or 4 weeks. I've just been really spending more time on the fun and relaxation side than I have been on the work side. But like yesterday and today and this week, I really have to bust in and get to work. I have one little day off on Thursday. I'm going to the city. But it was just an interesting time when I look back on how different it is to go from working those 12-hour days to just having the choice to go, yeah, I'm not going to work at all today. And which one do I like better? And I just think it's about balance. You know, I think it's about finding the balance between what you want to do and what you have to do, and then finding that way to do what you want to do, at least, even if it's just 15 minutes, even if it's just looking up other artists on art is your thing. You know, like it's just about doing one little thing towards what your passion is that will keep our souls, you know, in the game. Because that's what happens. You get soul dead. Like you just, when you can't work on what's real for you, like part of you is just dead, you know, like, and I don't mean that in a, it's just that piece of you is not there. And then when that piece comes back, you're like, oh, my God, that piece, you know?
Yeah, I definitely miss it. And I know right now my studio is in shambles because I had to, like, take a bunch of tools out and, like, find things. And so when I go back today, I will have to spend, like, probably several hours putting things away, cleaning up and stuff like that. And also I have to get on it because I need to paint some more paintings for my one painting a day challenge. I think today is day 55.
I see how fast time flies. 55 days ago, you said you were going to do this, and here we are 55 days later. Woo-wee. Life goes by so fast. And, you know, I had a really fun week and weekend. And well-deserved. I needed to kind of get out, and I went to Reno. I gambled. I drank, I danced.
I saw that.
I laid around in this super fun pool with super fun people. And I just want to give a quick shout out to the mayor of Reno, Frank Stagnaro, and his brother Rocco, who were these
Wait
two,
a minute.
Okay, let me just tell you. They were like these, oh, I don't want to say older because they're going to listen to this, but they were like Italian mafia guy type guys, like for me. Like I grew up with Italian people. And so they were, and then so this, we met them the night before at the buffet. They were sitting next to us, a big Italian family, and that was lovely. And then the next day we met them in the pool. And this one guy, he kept introducing this single guy to every girl that walked in the pool. And it was just like this whole day. Everybody got to know Frank because he was trying to get this guy, Dave, set up with somebody. Like, he didn't care who, but Dave needed a girl. It was one of those vibes, you know. And so long story short, we became celebrities quickly because my unnamed girlfriend decided that she was just going to flash everybody in the whole pool. And so
good for her. I'm so proud of her, man.
So when that happened, all of a sudden there was a lot of attention at our end of the pool, which it was fine for me. I was just like laughing about it. And I'm just like, I'm her agent, you know, like autographs there. It was just really funny. And we had a really, really, really good time. And then we met some people that we had met in the pool later that evening. We vibed with them, really, really had a good time. And I realized through that interaction that I was able to really get to know somebody in a short amount of time. Like I met this one guy and he was just like, we just connected, you know, it was like a deep conversation kind of thing quickly. And you're like, you just never know where you're going to be or what gift one person that you take the time to say, I'm going to go ahead and take the time to do this. So that
Absolutely.
Was another experience I had. And he gave me a gift. He doesn't know it, but he gave me a gift. And it was a lot of things I won't share, but it was good. And
Kathy.
No, I was a really good girl, but that also, you know, led to him feeling rejected. And it wasn't about that at all. Like, it was about me honoring me, even if I felt so like, okay, so let's just, you know, pull the rug. So if you're attracted to somebody, right, and there's an attraction, you have a choice to act on it or not. But our new evolving Kathy does not take face value that attraction anymore. You know, like I can be attracted to you and I can have a deep conversation with you and I can feel something, but I am not going to start something that I can't finish. And he lived far away and it was like not too far away, but you know, a couple hours. And I was just like, you know, we both were like laughing, like, there you go. You always meet somebody that you vibe with and they're not, you know, even in your town, you're like, what are you going to do? So, but it taught me that A, you know, I do attract people if in the right time, and B, I have to learn how to let go better. So there was a lot of, you know, like, because, right? Like, even if there was a vibe, like, and you know it can't happen, you just have to let go and take it for what it was in the time, the gift.
Yeah.
So it was a really, really interesting, evolving experience for me. And thank you to all the players on my weekend because I had a really good time. And I feel like something changed in me over the weekend. It was really interesting.
I was just going to say, it sounds like you came back refreshed, revigorated, like ready to rock and roll and change some things in your life. So that's good.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for those lovely journeys and really nice people in along the way, right?
Well, I know you travel. So when you go and you travel, you meet people because that's the vibe that you're going out there into sort of this unknown vacation land, right? And you're like, I don't know who I'm going to meet. I don't know what I'm going to do. But when you do that, I love that. Like I'm a chameleon. I meet people everywhere I go. And sometimes I make stronger connections than others. But what I think about it is the comfort feeling of home. And so while it's really nice to go out there and meet all these new people, there's still only a few people who can light me up, like, at home, you know? And so that was one of the realizations I got, was like, there's no place like home still.
Oh, Dorothy, preach it, Dorothy. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Click your heels, girl. Click your heels.
Been to the Wizard of Oz. Been to Oz and back. Let's just say that.
Awesome. I'm very excited that you had such a good time. That I always love journeys and meeting new people. Like, that's one of the finer things in life, I think, you know. You get to be your authentic self, you know. You don't have any, like, you know, when we're dealing with a community like this, sometimes people think you're a certain way, and so sometimes people, like, put on masks and do different things for different people, but when you're out in the world, you're just going to be yourself. So that's very exciting.
Yeah. And I think that is part of the freedom that you feel with new people, because they don't, you know, everybody has a story, right? Like, And that's how you're able to get deep with people on impact, because some people want to tell their story and some people want you to dig for their story. But everybody has a story to tell about their life and their families and their trials and tribulations and their wins and their successes, you know. And I think that we take for granted the fact that everybody has been through everything that you've been through in some way or another, you know, like it's just,
yeah,
it's so worldly for me. And so it just makes me have so much more compassion for people and takes the mask off my anger or my ego towards situations, you know, where I feel like I have to respond or react. But it's like everybody's just doing their thing. Everybody's just the best they can.
That's it. Everyone's doing their best. And, you know, it's inspiring to meet new people, right? Like, you are able to just see life in a different way. And then it also gives you so much hope that there's tons more people out there in the world that you haven't met, that you're not sure, you know, that can jive with you or connect with you on a different level and bring you to this new place of newfound understanding, which it seems like you got all of that this weekend. And I'm super grateful for that for you.
Well, it's so interesting that you say that, because when you say that, what comes to my mind is like this big picture world where we know there are at least 1 billion people in it, right? Like, we know that. Like, I don't know what the real population count is, but I'm guessing about 1 billion people.
I think it's like
worldwide.
8 billion people. So,
oh.
Yeah, we've got.
So I'm a little bit.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Definitely a chance. But what's interesting is we limit that to the 400 or 500 people you have on your social media or the followers that you have or the people that you know, like I have people that interact with me on social media every day, even if it's just looking at my story. So you know that they're interested in your life, but that's maybe, you know, 80 or 90 people out of the 1,000 people I have on my Facebook page. And I don't even know who half of them are. And so I'm like, well, so there's this 1,000 people that I never interact with that basically can or cannot see my life that I choose to share. But there's 8 billion people in the world that haven't even come close to me or close to us, you know. And it's fascinating to think about that there's just this one person for you out there, like in a romantic state. Like, how can that be? Because there really has to be more than one, but people seem to find the one. And sometimes I see people with their one and I'm just like, I get all, you know, gooey inside. Like, I love that you've been together for 35 years and you are holding hands, you know, like always wanted that in my life for sure.
I was driving past JCPenney's the other day and I just saw this couple and this guy was just squeezing his woman. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And you could tell that they loved each other. And then, you know, that was just a drive-by interaction, but it brought me a big smile, you know, that there's so much hope. So that's exciting.
I think hope, that's a good word, hope. I mean, hopeful is anticipation. Hopeful is believing something can happen. Hopeful is, I mean, honestly, hopeful for me is knowing. Because once I get into the hopeful stage, which is often in my life, I'm not going to lie.
I think after
I know that it's coming.
Hope. The next step in hope is faith. I have faith that it's coming. I have a knowing, a gnostic that it's coming. And not only is it coming, but it's already here. We have to vibrate with that energy that is, you know, to bring that love of our life into our life and then just watch the rest fall into place. Or anything for that matter, you know?
Right. And I think a lot of the time when we just, again, this theme is often spread through this podcast, people, and that is living in the present. And this weekend, I was really in the present. I was just really just like noticing how I act and noticing who I am and noticing the vibe of people around me and noticing the energy, low, high, like who's, you know, I sat at a table and played cards with my brother because my brother took me to Reno. And we played, you know, I watched him and his partner play cards and win tons of money. And they were so present in just that card game. You know, you couldn't be thinking about the past or the future. You were just like, did you get a king? You know, like, what's happening here? And so that time, when you have that time of not, you know, worrying about the past or wondering what the future brings, and you're just present, I think it allows you to get into that state of, I don't have to worry about anything because this is all I have, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean,
heard this profound, I heard this profound thing, and that was, think back 6 months ago and what you were worried about and where are you with that worry right now? And that will, like, snap you into, don't need to think about the past because obviously everything I thought was going to happen didn't, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the thing about worry, right, is that 90% of the time, none of it's real. And so none of it ever happens. But we, as human beings, worry, like, infinitely more than we're not stressed, I feel like. You know, and I understand why. There's a lot of fear and doubt and some fuddy-duddy stuff going on. But in all actuality, yeah. This is all, like, self-projected ideas of what's going to happen in the future. And those things never actually really manifest. Thankfully, I'm so thankful that the worry does not infiltrate our lives.
But how much energy is wasted in that past 6 months worrying about that future that never happened? So we really, and I'm guilty. So I'm not saying like, just watch what I do, because I'm always the one who's always trying to figure out why something happened in the past. You know, why do I have regret? You know, which is the most useless, pointless, ineffective emotion, period. Because regret, like, that's a whole other show. But honestly, like, but I spend a lot of time in regret. I'm not going to lie. And so that's the same as living 6 months ago, thinking about what would happen today and it not manifesting into that. So change your thoughts, change your life. And
regret's a funny thing, right? Because it never, it's like, we can't change anything that had transpired. I think that maybe a better way to look at regret is like a lesson inside of that, where I'm using it as a tool to see how I would change things or how I would act differently in the future, rather than allowing it to cripple us, which I get it, you know, like, as I look through some of my relationships in the past, especially when I spend a lot of time alone, and I'm like, oh, dude, I should have done this better. I could have done this better. Oh, I wasn't very present for that moment, or you know, whatever the case may be. And I'm super thankful for the lessons. And if you just really put on in your imagination that it's all a lesson, and there's so many lessons, so many gifts to be had in every single moment, there should be no such thing as regrets. You know, like, maybe you can regret not investing in Apple stock when it was like $6 a share, and I would get that. But, you know, you can't change the past. You can only change how you're being in this very moment and walk forward with grace effortlessly and smoothly.
I mean, I had this moment, say yesterday, where I was thinking in my mind, if I just hadn't done this one thing, everything would have been different today. And I know it, because I know it. And I was like, you know, like, what do you do with that? Like, I know that if I hadn't done this one thing, then I would be in a different situation right now. Or, you know, that could be in anyone's life. I didn't take that job offer. I didn't decide to move. I didn't, you know, like, whatever that decision you made was. But I was really clear that this, and this would have happened if I hadn't done that. So that's where I was sitting last night.
However, this, and this wouldn't happen. But then who would you be now? Would you be the same Kathy? Would you have written a book? Would you be in your second book? Would you, you know, like...
Well, this was a recent decision. So I would say I would have saved myself a little bit of grief. This was a recent, not recent, but, you know, a couple months. But I realized that the situation would have ended different or evolved differently had I not made this one decision. So I was just like, okay, there's the regret, you know, and like, I wish I had amnesia. I wish I could go back to that song. You know, I wish I could go back to this date and change that decision. And I'm like, but you can't. So.
No.
Move
and that guess on. What? You gotta get up, back on that horse. You gotta just, you know, there's nothing we can do about what we did yesterday. The only thing we can change is learn from those things and move forward, because, man, if we sit here in paralysis of what happened yesterday, then we're never actually going to grow or move forward or change the way we're being. And I tell you what, regret is a real thing, but it doesn't have to be real, right? Like, it's something that we make real. And if we keep playing these stories over and over again in our heads, then we actually are not being present. We're missing part of the best moments of our lives, which are right in front of us. And it's like, there's no need to hang your head in regret, because, man.
Well, okay. Let me just center myself for a moment on that. Like, if you guys can see me right now, I'm like in the ohm position. But
she's meditating.
How do you do that? How do we stop living in regret? I mean, I can know everything you said, and I can feel it in my soul that I cannot go back and change what happened. But how do I go on knowing that I made this monumental, you know, decision that changed the course of my life?
I feel like we have to live as if everything is happening for us and not to us, and that the best is yet to come.
Joseph Campbell, yeah.
Yeah, so if we continue, like,
wow, that's good.
How do you put this? So you can't move forward looking in the rearview mirror, right? You have to look through the windshield in order to see where you're going. And if we're constantly staring out the rearview mirror, but, you know, whether it be like doubts or worries or regrets, then we're not actually propelling ourselves forward. I think you have to give yourself a little bit of grace and a little bit of forgiveness for those things. And, you know, you're always forgiven, thank goodness.
Yeah,
and
for
just
sure.
And just remember that it happened exactly the way it was supposed to happen, so that you could get the biggest benefit from it. And there's like, if we change one element in our lives, everything would be 100% different, right? But the path that we are on at this very moment is the path we are supposed to be on. Just be grateful for the opportunity to make mistakes, have regrets, but then also remember that they're just our imagination telling us stories. They're not necessarily even real, because what if 2 days later something else happened and, you know, like it went the opposite direction. I'm not even really sure what we're discussing here, but, you know, we can hypothetically talk
in my life.
We can hypothetically talk till we're blue in the face about all the different possibilities that would have come from a story. But in reality, none of those things have actually happened. And we're projecting worry and fear into our life, which is preventing us from living our fullest. Does that help?
Well, it does boil down to, you cannot change the path of the past, and you have to simply use that to make a decision in the future, which I did this weekend, and I'm very proud of myself for that. But I don't want to live there anymore. I don't want to live in regret anymore. I want to just get to a place where I'm like, this happened. And I was just thinking, when you were saying that, the mind is my overthinking mind, you know, like my mind is the one thing I can't turn off or change. I'm just a thinker. And then I was thinking in my mind, oh my God, how do I turn the brain off? And then I was like, stay busy. Stay focused. And if you just do that, like if I'm living in this regret right now, then the only thing I can do for the next like 7 days is stay focused on my work, on my writing, on, you know, my research, on my health, whatever those 5 or 6 things that are really important to me are, and just not let my brain think this week. Like, that's really, stay tuned. We'll see how that went next week.
If your brain is thinking, then why not project some thinking thing forward in the future of what you would like to see rather than the things that you've already seen that don't actually exist anymore. Like, the only thing that we have at this very moment is the present moment. The mind is a very powerful thing. It'll tell you stories about stories that actually happened to you. And then in reality, the further away you get from it, like, what does it remember clearly? What is real inside of the story? So don't keep replaying past regrets. Just love yourself a lot, walk forward, imagine something better for the future, imagine what it would look like if you made the right decision in the future with somebody else, you know what I mean? And then just hang your hat on that. That's where you want to hang it.
I like that. I like that advice. I hope the listeners
and
like
also,
that advice. Like,
I think that for me, like, I've been doing a lot more meditating, especially when I first wake up in the morning, and I just will silence everything and just breathe for a little bit and really, really focus my energy on nothing and allowing those thoughts to come and then move. So, yeah, there's plenty of things out here that we can be super grateful for, right?
Right. I was just thinking the same thing.
Gratitude is legitimately where we should be all the time. Just being super grateful for the ability to breathe, for the ability to be here in this time and space, in this crazy wild ride that we call Earth. And just enjoy the ride, kids. It's a lot of fun, especially when you let go of, and we had talked about this before the show started, like letting go. How powerful is it to let go of your past regrets, your past worries and woes? And sure, the imagination will come up with 1,000 other things to worry about, but don't let it get a hold of it. You are in charge. You're the one guiding the ship. Do not allow others or your own self to bring you down.
I love that advice. You know, when I heard this thing about gratitude being even higher than love in the emotional state, because love gets convoluted. Love brings up feelings of fear, and love brings up all these different emotions. You know, does he like me? Does he not? Who's who? I'm Harper. What all these things with love that come with it. But gratitude sits on top of love, and there is no wavering. There is no question. You're just thankful. And I was like, I love that analogy, because I would have put love higher than gratitude. But really, when you're just grateful for everything, down to the fact that I can hear this podcast.
Oh, wow.
Like, right? Like, that's the minute gratitude. I can see you. I can touch this. I mean, there are so many people in that 8 billion people full circle conversation that are in positions where they may not be able to hear this podcast. You know, and so when I go there, I go, Kathy. Like, you have so much. There's so many people who love you, even if it's not the people that I think should love me that just don't, but it's okay. You know, like, there are
it
people. I kept thinking this morning, I have a good group of people around me. I have a good group of people who care, love, and cherish me. And the ones that don't are apparent. You know, like, you get to see, like, who isn't in that first circle caring about me. That's you. Okay, so you really don't have a place in my life anymore. It's just a weird thing, you know. But anyway, stay close to your people. They get you through.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's, you know, I noticed that when I was younger, that relationships just kind of fell by the wayside at some point in time. Like, either we, our interests were different, we just went in different ways, different schools, different, you know, all the things. And I still have lots of love for all those people that are no longer in my peripheral and stuff like that. But yeah, it's the way it is. The changing of the ever changing, beautiful mass that we call humanity.
And on that note, Oh, thank you. That was a great conversation. I feel like I just had a therapy session. I feel so much better now.
Great. Where do I send my bill?
You.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
We do have some negotiations
ladies and gentlemen.
To do because, no, we do. We'll talk after. I'm like, I do actually have some ideas. First, I need you to help me fix the painting, and B, I want to pick up my heart painting really bad.
Yeah.
Come see this.
Okay.
Okay, my
excellent.
Love.
Excellent. Ladies
thank
and gentlemen.
Thank you so much for showing up, as always.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Please like, subscribe, share. Do whatever you can do. Help us get the word out. We hope you all have a beautiful day, and stay healthy, stay happy, and be wise. Much love, everybody.
Bye, everyone.